All right, joined now by Dr. Sebastian Gorka. He's a Fox News contributor and the former deputy assistant to President Trump. Dr. Gorka, greetings. Nice to talk to you, sir. Let's talk about news that's dominated the weekend, and you're sort of at the center of some of it because you've been campaigning for Roy Moore. Just getting your first reactions coming out of the weekend to the Roy Moore controversy.
Yeah, as I said when I was on Fox recently, you know, we need to get to the bottom of this. We need to know if there's anything actually substantive to these allegations. But there is in America a presumption of innocence. And as an individual who, in my time in the White House, was targeted repeatedly by smear campaigns that attacked me, my family, my children, I know that there is a political agenda to much of the coverage in the mainstream media. So, you know, the fact is that I'm very leery of these things being released in the process of a political campaign.
Dr. Gorka, if you could, if you could speak closer to your receiver, we're having some audio issues here. Let me ask you, you know, Mike Lee has backed away, has dropped his endorsement. The White House and others now saying, if true, then Roy Moore should step down. Are you in a position right now where you think Roy Moore should consider stepping out of the race?
Have we proven the fact that he's guilty?
No, we have not.
Well, then why should he?
Well, then, so is your position different than the White House's is?
Well, my position is in America we have a presumption of innocence.
Okay. Well,
that's the constitutional. You have a right to know who is accusing you of a crime, and that crime has to be proven beyond a reasonable doubt. If that is not the case, you have a presumption of innocence. And the fact that we have individuals who are calling for him to step down, you know, in many cases, people who are creatures of the swamp, that's very telling. But at the end of the day, the truth should come out. These are serious allegations. Nobody should get away with doing anything of this ilk if it's true. But as we have seen, the smear tactics of the left have become absolutely out of control. You have insanity like the left, the media, accusing the president of being a racist and an anti-Semite when his grandchildren are Orthodox Jews. So, you know, this has become a very, very dirty media environment. So let's get to the bottom of it, and then we should make our decision.
Dr. Gorka, I'd like to pivot to the president's trip to Asia. He should be coming home soon. He's ending that. What is the media not reporting about that trip that you would want them to report?
The most important thing, which is the key objective of the trip, we have an amazing Asia team at the NSC. I'm familiar with all the people that are advising the president on, you know, strategic issues to do the region. And the president took this very long trip for a very simple reason: to reassure all of our friends and allies and partners in the region that American leadership is back. When we say America first, it does not mean America alone. And with the rise of a China that is attempting more and more to intimidate its neighbors and become a hegemonic player, we want to help our friends understand that we stand by them shoulder to shoulder. It's not just about North Korea, it's also by China. And I think it's also about China. And I think the president has been incredibly successful in reassuring all those capitals, all those governments, that American leadership is back and that we will stand by you.
There were some interviews over the weekend, James Clapper, John Brennan, saying that the president of the United States was being played by Vladimir Putin after the two men shared a conversation in which Trump walked away and seemed satisfied that Putin wasn't aware or something of the meddling precisely. What did you make of the interplay here?
Brennan is a hack, and General Clapper is a perfect example of how politicized our General Officer Corps became under the Obama administration. You know, let's just think about this man's history. Brennan actually admitted to voting for Gus Hall, the communist candidate for president, as a young man. And that who was made the director of the CIA by President Obama. You could not make this stuff up if it weren't true. So I don't take anything seriously that comes out of the principal's mouths of the last administration, not after Benghazi, not after the unmasking scandal. The fact is they are just making political hay out of something that is not true.
There was the president, I think, sought to clarify or give more information about this yesterday, and he said he talked about Russian meddling in the election. He said, quote, as to whether I believe it or not, I'm with our agencies, especially our currently constituent constituted with their leadership. I believe in our intelligence agencies. Is it your opinion that the president, as you worked in the administration, concurred with the intelligence agency's findings that Russia meddled in the election in some way?
The president knows as well as anybody who's been alive and has a pulse for the last 70 years that Russia has been meddling in everybody's election since 1917. If somebody thinks that it's news that Russia is trying to destabilize their rivals, then they've never opened a history book. So the president is fully cognizant of what Russia does, and he also knows how the mainstream media, or what I like to call the fake news industrial complex, has spun things. It is true, there was not concurrence across the intelligence community, across the 17 agencies, about any kind of Russian interference. There were reports from a handful of agencies on specific charges, but the fact that Russia likes to destabilize democracies, that's not new to anybody.
All right, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, thanks as always for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall, giving us a lot of info
Thank
this
you.
Morning. Appreciate that, sir.
Thanks.